Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, speaking of the Ravens, Bob, I see they're talking on ESPN right now. You like Cam Newton's hats? I enjoy them on a day-to-day basis.
Yes and no. Some of them are okay. Some of them aren't okay. This one looks like a big pie. Like there's a pie on his head.
Well, their topic is how much trouble should Harbaugh be in right now? I'm more interested in how much trouble is he going to be in if this continues this season? Do you think they'll move on from John Harbaugh? I think they may be getting to that point. Now,
they almost did once before.
He at least wins playoff games. Not a ton of them, but they were just in the AFC title game 2 years ago. And they were maybe a drop pass away from getting there last year. Having said that, the opener against the Bills this year when the Ravens were perfectly healthy was a freaking disaster. Coaching disaster.
Closing out games. He has trouble doing it.
And they, at this point, you could accurately say they've underachieved in the Lamar era. You could accurately say that to have a three-time, is he a three-time or two-time
two-time.
MVP? Could be a three-time. Something, could be a four-time
MVP. Yeah, he could have been. I mean, every year he's going to be in the conversation.
What do you think will happen if they just go off the tracks this year and finish with 6, 7, 8 wins? I think they may move on from Harbaugh.
I think they might, too, just because they've been down this road before. Now, the injuries are the injuries, and certainly they play a role in this. But that first game you mentioned was the one that stands out to me. When you have that big of a lead with 4 minutes left in the game and you can't close it out, the win probability was 99.1%. All you had to do – but then again, you know, there's a fumble in there by Derrick Henry who fumbled 3 straight games. You don't count on that. They were trying to run the ball, which is the right call. That changed the game. But it's other decisions he made throughout the course of that fourth quarter that led to this ending. So he's responsible for that before the injuries start happening. So,
and that wasn't the first time. He has a big problem closing games with double-digit leads.
Yeah, there was a stat out there that was very telling about that, that he's had one of the worst records, double-digit leads in the second half of games. So that comes down to him as well. So my bet would be if they don't make the playoffs, let's just say they don't make the playoffs this year, regardless of the circumstances, they will move on from him, knowing that he's been good enough to get them on the brink. It's sort of like James Franklin in Penn State. I'm not going to bring that up now because limits will go off and he'll have a filibuster that may take us through the rest of the 3 hours there.
Plus they're
but
hires.
It's the same situation.
Yeah, I mean,
you get to a certain level and then boom, you got to get through that.
The defensive coordinator situation is a disaster. He's 63 years old now. I certainly won't call that old.
No.
Because I'm headed in that direction, and you may be too,
I'm
Bob. I know you're only 39
today. I'm past
today.
That direction, so I...
But he's been there forever, and I think there just comes a time, you know? I thought last year after the Ravens debacle was the right time for Mike Tomlin. I could be proven very wrong on that, but it sure feels like Harbaugh's time might be after this season. It really does.
Well, again, it comes down to whether or not if they somehow get into the playoffs with all these injuries and the way they do it, and you find that they win some games that you didn't expect them to win down the stretch here into the second half of the season, then I would say that's a different situation, and they may just stand pat. But if they don't, even prior to these injuries, there were games they could have won and they didn't. So to me, that comes back to him too. He's been there a long time, just like Mike Tomlin. Anytime you get there long, you wonder about just a need for a new change. That's how it's always been in sports. It was that way with Mike Sullivan, and that's why he's in New York right now. So,
would you guys agree that the Ravens right now are the biggest story in the league?
I think the Colts are the biggest story in the league.
Yeah?
I think the Ravens are, because negativity travels a lot faster and higher than positivity does. So the Ravens, yes, because the Colts, I just think at some point they're going to come back to earth. The Ravens, I'm significantly concerned.
I can't be that. I'm shocked that the Ravens are where they are, despite their schedule. I mean, if you would have told me that Indy, who opened the season at home against Miami and Denver and then faced Tennessee, the Raiders, and the Rams, were going to be 3-2 or 4-1, I don't think I could have been shocked at that. They're better than I thought. They got lucky against Denver with a crap call that won them a game. They're a good story, Bob. I'm not so sure about their staying power. And they might go to 5-1 because they got Arizona at home. They have a little more Tennessee coming their way. They have a nice little schedule.
That was part of the reasons why I kind of like them anyway. And I thought that Daniel Jones was going to be the guy who would take them to a different place other than Anthony Richardson. So coming into the season, it was Richardson. A lot of people thought they were going to be very good because of that. Jones comes in and takes over the job and now won't give it back. So they're and he's been really good. He's an MVP candidate right now.
Well, Bob, I'm surprised. Dimes. Yeah, he is.
He has to be.
Indisputably. I'm surprised you didn't bring this up, so I'm going to bring it up for you. I'm very proud of you, I might add, for two things in your preseason predictions. One was Baker Mayfield as MVP as we look at the league at large. That was a great pick, Bob.
Well, he was outstanding. So was Sam Darnold. That was a fun game to watch. That's one of those games you just sit back there and watch and say, these two quarterbacks, and what's the lesson there? They were discarded by how many teams? In fact, they were together in Carolina not too long ago, right? They were both on that roster and both just, you know, put to the curb, picked up, and now look, maybe it's just an indication that you need some time to let some of these guys, even though they come in as high picks, you got to let them understand the game a little bit more, fast pace.
How great for the Steelers.
But I like him as an MVP winner. I do. I think.
Yeah, Baker.
Baker.
I mean, how great would it have been if the Steelers got him when he was gettable?
They could have. A couple different times. Yeah.
But the other thing, Bob, and you should have mentioned this earlier, but you're not the type to toot your own horn. Although Mike Tomlin says, if you won't toot your own horn, who will? Remember our preseason time capsule limits when said this?
Rodgers, again, so many things involved there. If he's healthy, whatever. If he's there healthy, I'll say yes, they'll win one playoff game, maybe two. If he's healthy and they're going on, in fact, I'll say that. They're going to win two playoff games.
Wow, yeah, Bob. But you might have been on it.
But that can be changed dramatically. All it takes is a few injuries to keep people.
Let's give you credit, and I want you to take the compliment here.
Well, thank
with
you.
No
there are some other ones that are not very good if you look deeper into that time capsule, but we're all going to swing and miss sometime.
You may be proven right on that.
We'll see.
You might be. Who are the two best teams in the NFL right now?
Detroit.
Mm-hmm. It could be an NFC team, too, by the way.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
The Detroit.
I mean, it could be two NFC teams if you want. I think Detroit is absolutely one of them. And you might be surprised at who I think is the other best team in the league, Bob.
Well, I'm going to say Tampa Bay because I've been on them from the beginning and I like they're playing without Evans still and putting up big numbers. Their defense has some work to be done, but I think they're pretty much up there. I'm missing something.
I mean, you thought Indy, maybe Philly, even though they lost a game at home.
They haven't been good, though. They've been outgained in every single game. So
the two best teams in the NFL so far, in my opinion, have been Detroit and the Denver Broncos, who should be 5-0 and absolutely should be 4-1. They got ripped off. They won in Indy and got ripped off at the end. Then they lose at the Chargers. They hammered the Bengals. They beat Tennessee, and they went into Philly and beat the Beast.
They did, and they had to come back from a 17-3 deficit to do it.
And so, Bo Nix was pretty darn good in the fourth quarter.
I tell you what, those quarterbacks, the AFC has always had quarterback problems for the Steelers. All the best quarterbacks seem to reside in the AFC. Many of them do. Now you can add maybe Bo Nix and maybe Drake May. Can you do me a favor? My computer's stuck.
Please.
Look at the Patriots' upcoming schedule. They're 3-2 right now. They should have been 4-1.
The Patriots are going to win a lot of games. They have New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta. Then they go into Tampa, the Jets, the Bengals, the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. They're set up for big things.
And then after,
they could end up being the team that has they're close to a number one. They win the division. They could win the division over Buffalo.
They are going to win the division over Buffalo.
Ooh, that's one for the time capsule.
Yeah, they're
going
to sweep Buffalo and win the division. I think Drake May is a guy. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think Mike Vrabel has instituted some sort of a culture there that works for them. They're young guys. They got a defense that has made average players look better than that, and I'll include Rob Spillane in that.
Christian Gonzalez is back. When he comes back, he makes a huge difference.
He made some good plays last night against Buffalo, against Keon Coleman, I believe, specifically, where he was all over him.
Do you wish the Steelers had drafted him instead of Broderick Jones? I'll answer that for you, yes.
Well, yes, yeah, so far, yes. But Broderick Jones has gotten better. I'll say this about the Steelers. In their first couple of games, they allowed 22 pressures. In their last two, 11. If you look at sacks allowed, first two, I think it was six. Last two, one or none. They've gotten better that way. So time may be the cure thing for this offensive line. They've gotten better. They've decided to run first a lot of times. I think that helps them in their development stages. So I'm not going to give up on Broderick Jones, but yes, I'd rather have Gonzalez.
The other thing about the Broncos, before yesterday, they were the only team in the NFL that had not trailed once in the fourth quarter all season. They lost at the buzzer, so technically they never trailed in the fourth quarter, Bob. Did you know that?
No, but I know you're on. You have two quarterbacks that you really ballyhooed. One of them is Bo Nix. The other is Jackson Dart, who got in.
Who?
Jackson Dart.
I never heard of him.
Who's that, Bob? Jackson Dart?
Jackson Dart. Limits, who do you think the two best teams in the NFL are?
In the NFL, I would say the Lions are number one.
Yeah.
And I would still probably say Philadelphia, two,
Philly,
with Buffalo right around three. I still think the Bills are the team to beat in the AFC.
I cannot believe I walked away from that game thinking it was over. The Philly was just sort of, I won't say dominating, but defensively they were. There's something wrong with that offense this year. Saquon Barkley can't get out of the gates at all. A.J. Brown is unhappy.
He's
their
unhappy.
Downfield passing game looks strange. But still, they were in total control of that game. And then the Broncos scored 18 fourth quarter points, Bob.
And they did it when you never thought it was possible. I didn't think they'd have enough time to pull that off, but they did. And they were very poised. And you can say that they got some good coaching with some good young quarterbacks. Those two guys have been working well together ever since he drafted him. I think their defense is what's going to make them difficult to play again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because Bo Nix is capable of doing some good things. I still think there's more to his game. We'll see more as he goes. But I also think their defense is locked down, man. They make it difficult
for you
to...
They have a pass rush. Yep. They have a secondary. As long as he plays well, they're going to be trouble. Listen to the Pop and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, let's finish off the hour with a couple calls. We started with the question, the bar has so suddenly and dramatically changed in the AFC North in particular. Is it suddenly a case of the Steelers, if they don't win this division, have massively failed? I think we all agree on yes to that answer. I know
yes.
I did.
Yes.
Who do we got?
Does Emmanuel and Carnegie agree?
Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello, Joe. My condolences to you and your family. I hate to harp on it. You know, sports can be used as like a getaway, but I mean, thoughts and prayers. I've been thinking about
you
for the last. The Steelers are going to win the AFC North. You can just write it in the sand, write it in paint. I mean, it's happening. I think even with Lamar Jackson coming back, their defense, like we spoke about, is not going to be enough to, you know, put them on 11-1 run. Like they're gonna have to win a lot of games. I think we're splitting with Baltimore to begin with. So, yeah,
I'm with you.
It will be a failure. And I just want to approach on this one more time. This is why I don't believe in tanking. This is why I don't believe in giving up on the season until you're mathematically eliminated. I mean, I know y'all are going to talk about college football, but we see the quarterbacks are not living up to the expectations. We can win by getting, quote-unquote, the Baker Mayfields or Sam Darnolds. In this case, Aaron Rodgers. I think we can win a playoff game. And that's my prediction in the offseason. I'm standing with it.
Bob, here's my prediction. Appreciate the call and the condolences. I appreciate that, Emmanuel. I think Buffalo's going to come here for a playoff game. I think Josh Allen is coming back. I think the Steelers will beat the Bills here this year, and that Josh Allen, as a wild card team, will come here to play the Steelers. How do you like them?
And apples? The result would be?
Questionable. Highly questionable in that case.
I would love to see that. I think that'd be a spectacular playoff game, as long as the Steelers come out in the first quarter and play unlike they've done in the last seven first quarters of playoff games. But, you know, the one thing about building with a quarterback, and you have a lot of money being spent on quarterbacks, you know, we see this in Cincinnati. Because they went all in on their two wide receivers and their quarterback, they don't have a lot of money to spend anywhere else. And their defense needed help, a lot of help. You can certainly mask your problems with a good quarterback. And I think they did that largely last year. They were giving up so many points, but they had to outscore teams. It's unrealistic to think a guy can lead you to 45 points a game, but it seems that's what it takes for Cincinnati to win. So the Steelers have moved their money around, and a lot of people are critical of all the money on defense. And I was one of them. I thought it was maybe too much. They needed some offensive help and still do. But when you have money spent in different directions, you can still win with less than elite quarterback play. I don't think you can win a championship, but you can win games and get to a playoff. So I think it's interesting how this is all going to play out next year. You know, Rodgers may want to come back. We had this discussion last week.
Yeah.
If he wanted to come back, would you be okay with him coming back?
Yeah.
And would that change your draft plans for that season?
Wouldn't change it at all. If I thought I could get my guy, I think it'd be great to have a guy sit for a year. I think that's been forgotten in the league about the Aaron Rodgers as an example, by the way. So
many
is
years.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Bob, I have some other questions for you, Steeler-related, coming up later, such as if they're not going to use Pat Freiermuth, what about trading him and getting receiving help? And also Alex Highsmith. What does his future hold now that Nick Herbig looks like a high-impact type of player? But first, top of the hour. This is where I was thinking about leading earlier in the Saturday night when I thought ahead to the show. I thought, you know what? We're going to have to lead with two words on Monday. James and Franklin. We have two local, if you want to call Penn State local, and Limit certainly would, two local football stories that are pretty big. One is a quarterback emergence at Pitt, and the other is Penn State. Oh, my God. What happened, and what does the future hold for James Franklin and this program? We're going to talk about that next. I know Limit's has a soliloquy prepared as a Penn State fan. Sunny today and a high of John Stallworth at 82, a low of Zach Frazier at 54. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.